Hi, Ann. Relate to me a very interesting theme for our audience, how autism is not a problem at all.
It is not. It's the little ones coming forth. Well, we need to develop this just a little bit. It's just a little bit. You have contrast in your physical human experience, okay? And you come to mix it up. You have unrealized creations, meaning hopes, dreams, aspirations, goals, things that you pray that will work out, where you come into an alignment that can't seem to solve itself. Any thought that's been thunk, pardon the vernacular, it still is. You see, that's the beginning place of creation. That's why the word is so, it stands, it is. And that creation then becomes realized or unrealized. When that becomes unrealized and you leave your physical body and leave your physical body behind in the soul or your spirit man goes back to non-physical, all those unrealized creations go into the abeyance with us in non-physical. So now the new ones coming forth, they bring, that's why the little ones that come in now are cable ready. Your little ones can program your IR remote controls, and you don't know how to turn on the machine. And they can program the remote control to do what you want to do. The computer games, the all the technology that they just get naturally is because the more rich the non-physical becomes, and those unrealized creations bring those forth to be created. They move up that order of significance of what they can be, do, or have and know. All right. Autism is nothing other than your society, as you call your collective, your government, your world, your province, your geographic location, the pushing against that you have to do, be, or have this. Well, the little ones aren't going to have it. They're not going to have it. They're not going to have it. And whatever they have to do to push against that, you had free love in the 70s where folks pushed against that, the moniker that was going to control them and tell them what they had to be, do, or have. And they're like, no, 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 no. Well, the little ones come and they go, wait, we are the center. We create our world. We created our universe. We're the center of our universe, and we're not going to have anything else. And if that means we have to put ourselves in this place where we don't have to do what you say, we don't have to eat what you eat, we don't have to participate, we can be completely separate and in our own form of creation that allow us to bring, sometimes for us, contrast. But if you look at those, they aren't necessarily in contrast. They are now spinning their new universe, their world, that they are the center of. That's why you humans try to reach them. Well, if it is their wanting, you are able to. If it's not, and they can be in the close proximity of aligning and allowing that process, sometimes it's through a stuffed animal or something that they love, a piece of music, a special book. And if they can connect with that where you're connecting, okay, fine, no problem. Then you start reaching that individual being. But there is no problem. There is nothing wrong.
They are choosing just not to fully integrate into the game.
Well, they set the game. They set the game. They set the game. They set the games. And even if you read them the rules over and over and over and over and over, they don't have to participate, you see. And they're setting that place. That's a degree or an example of how they create. The same thing is true if you have those some babies that are born with genius. Well, sometimes that is also in your psychological profiles, also a disorder. Einstein was known as a genius, and he was quite schizophrenic.